This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Tuesday, July 2nd. Well, the grain market, including wheat, continues its slide on Monday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was really breaking double digits at 20 cents at some point. Even Kansas City wheat was down even further. These heavy liquidations now. Since corn has nothing left to really hold these markets up, we know we turn to look at the wheat indicators, and all of them across the board are really bearish. So we knew that that rally was creating a big chasm right now. This was the idea of taking the stairs up and the elevator down. And now we're on the elevator right now, and every day the market is really losing ground a little bit. And so we're trying to fill that chasm. I'm not sure if it's full yet, and we have a short week this week, so let's watch day by day. Maybe we'll have a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday that will stop some of the bloodletting, but still all the indicators still look much lower from this point on.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 14 at 5.12 and three quarters. July corn was down 8 1/4 at 4.11 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 5.75 to 6.30. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for July were down 17.5, ranging from 5.59 to 5.85. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for July were down 9 3/4, ranging from 6.19.5 to 6.33.5. Live cattle for June was down 25 cents at 104.50. August feeder cattle was up 17.5 cents at 136.55, and July Class 3 milk was up 16 cents at 17.45.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.